Hello.
Hi, Margaret. It looks like we lost connection.
Right.
I was
I guess to answer your question about who should call us, it's like hopefully no one will have to call us to say there's we're going to be late or we're not going to be there. That things will just go forward in a routine way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Did you want me to work on finding a different caregiver? Because she can't be there at 1 o'clock because she works with another client in the morning.
I know, and that's why we agreed to 1:15, right? That's why you mentioned 1:15, which that sounded fine. And I then went ahead and arranged Heidi's schedule to accommodate the 1:15 to 3:15. But now,
it 1:15 is not tangible. So, do you want me to find a different caregiver, or you want to continue working on this?
I don't really know how to answer that because I don't know who else you have available and how that person would work with Heidi. I think we're trying to be accommodating. But it's hard when people aren't following the time frame that we kind of expect or understand that they'll abide by. And I know Arlene has children, and she told me that she's going to have to be out with surgery, and that may mean she won't be able to move Heidi. So I don't know. To answer your question, how that will be going forward, but I'm a little anxious about that. You would know better whether this is going to work out because you know the people. I don't. Hello?
Right. I don't know whether to get somebody out.
Do you know when that